In this week's parsha, Parshas Chayesura, what's one of the elements which we have is this the seeper of the story of Eliezer Eved Avraham as he travels to get the wife for Yitzchak. And the Torah is marked very much in the seeper, way beyond many other mitzvahs. And Chazal already pointed that out that Yafa, the sikh of the Avdi Avos, more than the Torah of the Bonim. I'm not going to speak about that point, but there's one point where the Torah talks about he took Mikmalei Adonov. Chazal pointed on that Avraham's Gemalim were obvious and different than the average Gomel, because they were Mosel, he did not allow them to go and to be Raya Besad of Acherim. And this is a point which we find pops up in the story of the Ovis. And again and again, we have that Rashi says Rivka took the Gedoye Izim. So Rashi points out, how could she take them? Well, she had in her ksuba that she has a right to get them. Otherwise, she would not have taken them. Yaakov goes to Lavan, and the Medrash points out, you know, that he says, what did I take from you? The Medrash says, the son-in-law lives by a father-in-law. You always end up with little things, a machat here, a thread, a needle. All those type of things, his son-in-law takes, you know, you see, stop it, I live here, he doesn't mind, that's what I want. And over here, there wasn't one item that he took. We have the story of Reuven, that he went to make Sirchitim. So Rashi says, to tell you that they were, he only took something from Hefker, he didn't take something which was, it was time of Sirchitim, and he brought back the Doyim, which were Hefker, supposed to getting some Chitim or something like that. So there was a special dagesh on the elements of Ehrlichkeit and Mominus, the care of small amounts of money that they shouldn't be beaveled and used improperly. So Revolver points this out, that the Torah makes a message of it that the obvious, the godless of a person is he's aware and careful in the small things. Everybody's aware of the big things and careful. I don't steal. But that I might, you know, be careless of somebody else's item to the point it might cause some damage. That I might do. That I might take something. Probably it's okay. He doesn't really mind. I might. And this is true by Mammon. This is true by many mitzvahs. It's true by many areas, obviously. But specifically by Mammon is the because they'll tell us when a person's nifter. So if he has a kupa, he has a box full of different averas, so which one jumps up first and is mekatrig against them in Shemayim first? It's Gezel. The idea that taking somebody else's brushim, you know, make gevulim in the world, you can't touch somebody else's. So that care, the precision we have to have in Mominus, in Ehrlichkeit, vis-a-vis other people's money, Jew, and then even non-Jew, you know, Gezelakum, we don't pass Gezelakum as mutter. The Veda Zakim is different, sorry, Gezel Akim is not Mutter. And even if we would, there's a fascinating piece from this Smag. The Smag says that, you know, if we're going to act improperly vis-a-vis the Goyim, Mashiach's going to come, and the Umas Olam are going to say, the Bershom, you brought your Mashiach for these crooks and these cheats, you know, it'll be a Chil Hashem. That, you know, we're being mitzapah that Rosh Hashanah should be Mashiach, and we're going to cause a tennis chil Hashem. When the Umazam say that, you know, the Rosh Hashanah, you know, they could say these people are so erlich and so neman and they keep what they're supposed to do, they deserve, and be Kiddush Hashem that they stayed with the Kodesh Baruch, we stayed with the Kodesh Baruch, and we kept doing what's right, even though under tremendous pressure and difficulty, and we acted properly. But instead, they're going to say, look, you know, how can you do such a thing? It's a chil Hashem. So we have to keep that in mind. There's this tremendous achrayus. We're looked at, we're expected to act differently, and be there's a double standard, and that is correct. And this is what is expected of us. Have a good Shabbos.